getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
I'm David Rhodes, pastor of the Puyallup Nazarene Church. We're learning together to become followers of Jesus, committed to unity in the body of Christ and compassionate engagement in the local as well as global community. And we're on mission, uniting with Jesus and finding and restoring people to God. I'm struck by the effect of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, particularly from Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Powerful words. Something has happened at the core of who we are as followers of Jesus Christ. As those who believe, or as one person has put it, when we grasp with both hands the extravagant gift of God in Jesus Christ. It says here in this text, you have been raised together with Christ. Your life is now hidden with Christ in God. Christ is your life. The resurrection of Jesus for us who believe is our own resurrection. It's as though when Jesus went down into the grave and when he was raised again, he put his arms around our broken and dead lives and raised us up together with him. So in one grand resurrection, we are raised to new life. And so now Christ is our life. At the core, a transformational energy, the presence of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit, a new center, Jesus himself. When you think about it, you have to ask, what could this possibly mean? And so he spends the rest of the chapter talking about what it means. It means, on the one hand, forgiveness. Recently, a man sat in the congregation of our church and heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it dawned on him, he says in his own words, I suddenly realized that I could be forgiven. I had always thought I was disposable. Forgiveness is a powerful love gift, received and then released. Forgiveness received releases forgiveness to others. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. Even whatever grievances or irritations you have against one another, forgive in the same way. The healing of wounds begins and is sustained in the environment of forgiveness. So it means forgiveness, but it means also new identity. We're able to do this forgiveness because of our new identity. We are chosen and holy and dearly loved, significant, included. So in light of this, we understand something new is happening. Don't crawl back into the grave of your pre-resurrected life. Take off the grave clothes. The reign of sin is broken. Now, let us learn to walk free from the remains of sin. This is not your work. It's your response to his work, but it is his work. God is not going to bully his way into our lives, but he woos us and invites us and is ready to work powerfully in our hungry and trusting lives. We have been raised up together with Christ.
You've been listening to Pastor David Rhodes of Puyallup Nazarene Church. For more details about the church, visit them online at pnconline.org.
To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.